So next fact, it cannot produce offspring because they have an odd number of chromosomes, so they can't have babies. And the last fact is that I already said they have stripes and it goes hee-haw. Come on, what animal goes hee-haw? Hee-haw.
Please don't tell me it's a zonkey.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that in my life.
It's a real animal.
They have donkeys in Africa?
Yes.
Oh.
This is a real animal. And I tried to give you clues that can help you figure it out, like the black mohawk hair, that's zebra, the stripes, zebra, horse-like body.
I was trying this whole time to think of an okapi. And I finally was so excited. I was like, yes, it's an okapi. And
But
you're
I
like,
told you
no.
that the name put together.
So I would have said like zacapi or like okibra or something. I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't know zonkies were a thing.
Zonkey is the thing.
Oh my God. Now I'm looking up a picture of them right as we speak.
You thought giraffe and
Oh my
zebra.
goodness. They look really strange.
They look like what you would think. A zebra donkey. They're cute.
It's emotional.
Hello, friends. Thank you for diving into this Emotionals podcast together with Kira and Anthony, episode 12. We have a fun episode for you today. Try your hand at the all-new and improved Guessmotionals game, the official Emotionals guessing game.
Yes, I'm so excited. It's round two.
I'm going to win.
Nah.
We'll see, but we have some new rules to
root,
our new and
root for me,
improved
audience.
game, so we're gonna share those with you.
Yeah, so we wanted to make it a little bit more official because we realized last time was kind of unconventional.
It was just for fun, but now there's
Yeah.
points.
Now it's for stakes. Okay, so the official rules for this game are as follows. There will be five animals chosen per round. There will be three rounds per animal. Or sorry, five animals per game. Three rounds per animal. Each round, a scientist gives two clues about the animal they have chosen, and the guesser has two guesses to get this right. If the guesser cannot describe the animal for that round, they get 1 point for each round they cannot guess the animal. Oh ho, but wait, points are not good in this game. After you can't guess and you get a point, the scientist now provides two more clues describing the animal. If the guesser cannot guess by the end of the third round, so this is the second and third round, they cannot guess it, they can ask one question about the animal and get one final last attempt to guess on the animal. If they do not guess right, they they forfeit and accumulate 3 points for that round. Now, the last question asked by the guesser is putting the scientist on the spot. They should really know their animal. And
Put a flashlight in their face.
yeah, essentially. So the player who guesses correctly in the least amount of rounds wins, and when adding up the points, the player with the least amount of points win. Have fun, scientists.
And there's a bonus rule.
Ah.
If you make cookies, you lose all your points. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
Yeah, it's a way to
Wow.
get rid of all your points.
That's like cheating almost.
Nah.
All right, so I haven't done this segment in a long time, so I think before we start the game, I want to tell you a little joke.
Okay.
This one's good, I promise. I promise.
Okay.
Where does seaweed look for a job?
I don't know.
In the kelp wanted section.
I thought you said this was good.
It's in the kelp wanted.
What is the kelp wanted?
It's the newspaper where you can find jobs.
Do they have newspapers there?
Yeah, they do. Okay, right. So with that being said, let us start on the games. I think it's traditional around here to start the game off with rock, paper, scissors, right?
Okay.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, go. Ah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. I get to ask the questions.
Okay.
You're
the scientist first?
I'm the scientist.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at me. I'm a good scientist.
And I'm just a little student.
Yes, you're my student, and I'm the scientist.
Please teach me everything you know.
I will tell you all the facts about the animals. The audience can't see it right now, but I'm pretending like I have a monocle. I'm a little extra.
Yeah.
Okay, so my first animal, I'm just going to put it right here. Hopefully nothing gets ruined. Okay. My first animal. Oh, this
Clue
is a good
one.
This is a good one. Okay, round one. Fact number one. This animal has an abnormally long tongue used for eating insects.
Anteater?
I really shouldn't have put that one first, should I?
I don't know.
All right, well, you got it right.
Okay.
I think for namesakes, you don't even get a point. You're a zero.
Yay!
You're cleared out. Let me go over the other facts, because I think they're interesting.
Okay.
And I want to just go over the other facts for the anteaters. They can climb trees. And other elevated heights like monkeys.
That's weird.
They are in the same family as sloths.
I can see that.
But they're thought to be related to animals such as aardvarks, echidnas, and pangolins.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in a sloth family. There is a giant species of this animal called the giant anteater, which I didn't have giant anteater in the fact, but
mm-hmm.
And can almost 6 feet tall when standing on their hind legs.
That's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. And their nickname is Worm Tongue, and they like to eat termites and ants especially was the last fact.
Okay.
I didn't think you would just get it. I'm like, reptiles have long tongues, like and frogs and lizards. So I was like,
yay, I won.
You got me. Look at, okay, so I got a cute little picture of it. Look at them.
Oh, I love their little face.
Yeah, their little long face.
They're very cute.
All right, so Kira has 0 points. That's good. It's like golf.
All
you
right.
Want no points.
Alrighty.
All right, you're
so,
turn.
Alrighty. Round. We're still on round one.
Round one.
Clue one. This animal has a shell and they live in slow motion. It's one of the slowest creatures on Earth.
Snail.
You got it.
Yes.
I didn't think you were going to get that one.
When you said shell, I thought turtle.
Because turtles are also very slow.
But then when you said the slowest on the world, I was like, no, that's a snail. Snails are molasses.
Okay, I want to share the other facts, too, because they're interesting.
Okay.
They can sleep for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
In certain conditions, if they have to.
Imagine
3 years.
Imagine
that's
that.
Crazy. Most species are hermaphrodites, which means that they have both male and female reproductive organs. I thought that was really
so
interesting. Yeah. They're usually a few centimeters long, but the biggest snail recorded was 12 inches long, which...
That's a foot.
Yeah, imagine a snail.
It's a giant snail.
I was, like, measuring that. Oh, my God. Imagine seeing a snail that big.
That's like, huge.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. But good job. You got it really fast as well.
Woo! We both have zero.
Yeah.
It's neck and neck.
Okay.
Into round two. All right, I'm the scientist this time. Round two, fact number one for my animal. They are friendly and actually like to come up to humans and get pet once they know how the sensation feels, unlike their cousins who are more aggressive. Fact number two, they live underwater.
What was the first fact again?
Fact one, they are friendly and actually like to come up.
Dolphins.
No.
They
like to come up to humans and get pets or pet once they know how the sensation feels, unlike their cousins who are more aggressive.
Sea otter.
No.
Okay. So you have to do the other clues now.
Yep. I forgot my own game for a second. Okay. Clue round two. Fact three. Their name in Spanish, is Spanish for mantle, which sometimes is used in the text of a blanket or a cover.
Manta ray?
Dang.
Well, mantle kind of gives it away.
I was hoping you'd think of like Earth.
No.
Yep, so it's a manta ray. I didn't think you would get that one. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you have 1 point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to share the rest of the facts?
I do. So fact number four was, although they are in the Mobula family, which is the entire family of stingrays and all them, they actually give birth to live pups and mate in a way that is traditional to mammals and have courtship.
Okay.
Yeah, but they have live pups and stuff. I never knew any of that. This is interesting.
Yeah, I didn't think that.
Fact number five was they are shaped like a diamond.
Okay.
So I was like, I give like the best facts for last.
Right.
And then fact number six is really funny. So it was one of the evil villains that Mermaid Man, Barnacle Boy, SpongeBob, and Patrick fought from time to time was named after this animal.
Okay. What is his name?
Do you not know him?
No.
Really? The guy with the blue like manta ray hat? And he was like red outfit?
I know him. I don't remember his name.
Man Ray. Yeah.
I can picture him in my head.
I was hoping like one of those two you would get it. All right, yeah, that was manta ray. I have a picture of a manta ray here. They're just wumpling through the ocean.
Oh, I love them.
Fun fact for everyone that I didn't go over just because it's not a fact actually, and it's not fun. It's actually depressing. But they're vulnerable, and that's because people have been fishing them for their gills in China for Chinese medicine.
I never heard of that herb before.
I don't know what herb it is.
I don't know what its name would be in Chinese medicine.
I've not heard of
that one. You ready for the next one?
I'm ready for.
Okay, round two.
Round two.
Fact one. A group in the water is called a raft, but on land they are called a waddle.
Well, they're on land.
They poop every 20 minutes.
Wow. That's a lot of pooping.
I know. Imagine that. Imagine having to use the restroom every 20 minutes. Like, sorry, I got to take a break. I got to take a break every 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's really extra. I would say a duck.
No.
No. Dang it. So they're on land and in the sea. Or water, whatever. Water body they are in. And they're a raft, but they're a waddle on land?
That's what it's called, a group of them.
Hmm. What waddles? A lot of birds waddle. Maybe a swan?
No.
Dang it.
All right, next fact. Fact three, they have thick feathers, but they cannot fly.
Okay.
Fact four, males gift the female with rocks in order to woo them.
Is that a penguin?
Yeah. Yes. It's a penguin.
I feel like I knew that fact, so I got lucky.
My other facts are just sort of other words that I came up with to describe them. But the next two are going to be they are fancy and they wear tuxedos. And they're wintry birds.
Oh, okay.
So I thought you would get those. But yeah, you got it.
Yay.
Penguin. Yeah, they are birds. A lot of people think they're mammals, but they are birds.
Yeah, I didn't know they lay eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I didn't know they were rafts.
Apparently.
Hmm. Okay. So that is 1 point for me.
And 1 point for me.
So we both have 1 point. All right, my next creature, I feel like ain't nobody gonna get this.
Oh, great.
All right. Round three. Dun, dun, dun. Fact number one. This animal is a decapod and has 10 legs.
Okay.
Fact number two, they can regenerate lost limbs fairly easily.
10 legs?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. 10, is it like a, I'm allowed to ask one question, right?
At the end. You get a final last resort.
It's some sort of insect, obviously. It has 10 legs. What has 10 legs? A decapod. 10 legs. Not a spider. They have 8. Centipede has 100. What has 10? Caterpillar?
Nope. You got this. Come on. I believe in you. I believe.
We'll have to go to the next clue.
You pass your last guess?
I don't know.
Okay. Fact number three. Some people see me as an expensive delicacy. Please help. Fact number four. Its brain is in its throat, its teeth are in its stomach, its kidneys are in its head, and it hears and tastes with its feet.
What?
You want to hear that again? Some people see me as an expensive delicacy. Please help. And fact number four is, its brain is in its throat, its teeth are in its stomach, its kidneys are in its head, and it hears and tastes with its feet.
Delicacy?
Yum yum.
People eat these bugs?
People eat these.
Next.
You can't guess? You can't have any guesses? Just throw something out.
But anything I throw out doesn't have 10 legs. I already know that it's not it.
Think of things that have a lot of legs.
I don't know that many bugs that have a lot of... I know a lot do, but I don't know the names of them.
Okay, I'll give you a quick hint before we move to round three. What makes it that it's an insect?
Well, what other creatures have 10 legs? Octopus?
Do you forfeit this round? Or was that the second guess?
That's my second guess.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they have 8 legs, not 10.
Yeah. All right, so let us move on to fact five. Given the right environment, this animal can grow huge and live well over 100 years.
Because squids.
No. Because of consistent molting.
Jellyfish.
No. That's actually all your...
Yeah.
All your questions. You didn't even wait till fact six. You just went straight for it.
Okay.
So I'm going to finish fact five. It can grow huge, live well over 100 years because of consistent molting. But because there is such a demand for them, no one knows how big or how old they can actually get. Fact six, I can come in the color blue, green,
crab.
Orange. No, close. Blue, green, orange, or yellow, but for some reason, people seem to think I'm bright red.
My last guess, lobster.
Yes!
Oh, I didn't know they had 10 legs.
But you were well over your guesses, though.
Didn't I get one final one? Well, I said crab.
You said crab, and you didn't even ask your question that you get.
Well, my question would just be like, is it this?
Yeah, okay.
So lobster. I guess what threw me was the 10 legs. I didn't know lobsters have 10 legs.
They have 10 legs. Yeah.
Okay.
They're a delicacy because they're everywhere. People love to eat them. They regenerate their limbs. The one that was like really strange was, I didn't know, its brain is in its throat, its teeth are in the stomach, its kidneys in the head, and it hears and tastes things with its legs.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Feet. Really strange.
It's all backwards.
And they swim backwards.
Well, yeah, their whole body is...
Adult lobsters actually swim backwards because of the tail, like, thing, like, pushes them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Oh, okay.
They're just really backwards.
Yeah.
And then I have a little picture of a little crabby guy just doing his thing.
You mean a lobster?
Yeah, a lobster.
Oh, he's kind of scary.
Yeah, he's got big claws.
Ready for the next?
Yes.
All right, round three, fact one.
Ooh.
This animal is a cold-blooded mammal.
Oh, that throws things off.
Fact two, it is dominated by a matriarch or queen who is served by all of the other members of the group.
A mammal that has a queen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those were the two facts.
Okay. Goodness gracious. A mammal that has a queen and a matriarch.
Mm-hmm.
And they're cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded mammal.
Wow. Okay. This is a hard one. Goodness. I'm just going to have to start to throw out a guess here. And lion?
No.
Okay.
Uh,
Why did I say lion? They're not cold-blooded.
No.
I don't know why I said that. What is a cold-blooded mammal? I have no clue. I'm going to pass for time's sake because I'm not going to be able to discuss
that.
Okay,
good. No more, okay. Okay, fact three. You got a point, by the way.
Yes, I have a point.
They can live without oxygen for 18 minutes.
Oh.
Fact four, they spend most of their life underground.
Oh.
In colonies.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Cold-blooded mammal underground. What was the fact three?
They have three. They can live without oxygen for 18 minutes.
18 minutes without oxygen. This is really hard. Gopher?
No.
Mole?
No.
Dang.
But those are good guesses.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think here. All right, I guess it's on to round three. Let's go.
All right. Fact four, they have naked pink skin.
Naked pink skin.
Fact six, they keep warm by huddling together. That one may not help you too much, but the naked pink skin.
Okay, so is this a naked mole rat?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Ah. I'm so glad I got that.
The naked gives it away.
Yeah. Yeah, or else I would have been. I mean, the huddling together, I would have gotten that because we went to Disney and saw the naked mole rats all huddling together, remember?
Yeah.
And it was really sad because we were like, they're going to suffocate. But now they can breathe without oxygen for 18 minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's interesting.
They're really cute.
Yeah, they are really cute. Wow. All right, so that was the end of round two, or was that three?
That was three.
That was three, the end of round three, and you have 4 points.
Yeah.
And I have three, because you didn't get three right. You went way over your guesses.
Yeah.
But you did get it. You just went over your guesses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 4-3. Dun, dun, dun. All right, it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. It's on to round four. Fact number one. This animal has been known as the gardener's friend because they like to feed off of plant-eating insects.
Spider?
No. Babies, or fact number two, babies of this animal have the name hoglet.
What's the first fact?
This animal has been known as the gardener's friend because they like to feed off of plant-eating insects. Like insects that like eat plants and stuff.
A deer.
Mm-mm. That was a good one, but no. And babies are hoglets. Little hoglets.
So, okay.
All right, so fact three. A popular game and cartoon franchise sparked off of this creature's likeness and name. Fact number four. They got their name from hanging out in hedgerows of mansions and wealthier nobles in the Middle Ages.
What's the first one?
A popular game and cartoon franchise sparked off of this creature's likeness and name.
Frog?
No, what game or cartoon were you thinking of?
There's cartoon frogs. I was thinking of the WB one.
It's popular. Like, it's a popular game and cartoon franchise.
I'm trying to think of a popular game that has an
movies,
animal.
Movies, comics, everything.
Like, one specific, like...
This animal is... The likeness and name of this animal is in the popular game and cartoon franchise is this character. And they got their name from hanging out in hedgerows of mansions and wealthier nobles' houses in the Middle Ages.
Hedgehog.
Yep. You got it.
Because the hedges.
Hedgerows. Would you have gotten that if I said it again? If I didn't say it again?
No.
So Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
That's what I was going with. Yeah. Yeah, they got their name in the Middle Ages from, I guess, like, the nobles would find them, like, running around the hedgerow gardens. Because hedgerows were home to many bugs.
Mm.
And they love bugs, apparently. Which I thought they ate, like, seeds and berries. Because the hedgehogs that I knew people had would feed them, like, hedgehog food, which is just basically, like, hamster food.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they like to eat bugs, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got 1 point then. That round, so you're at 5.
Okay.
So I'll do the other two facts. This one you most likely would have gotten it from this fact. Fact number 5 is they have about 5,000 spiny spikes or quills.
Mm.
And they regenerate once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then fact 6, if they feel intimidated, they will roll into a ball protecting their stomach, which is their vulnerable point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were like giveaways.
Yeah. They are very sharp. I held one once.
You have your little baby there. Look at these little babies. They're so cute.
Yeah.
They're like the cutest little guys.
I held one before as well, and it kept sneezing. And every time it sneezed, it would like poke me.
Oh.
I don't know why. I think it sneezes when it's scared.
They don't have really good breathing.
Maybe that's what I've learned.
Because I used to be around one a lot. I guess they don't have really good breathing. Their memory is on average of like 10 seconds. So whatever happened like 10 seconds ago, they most likely don't remember it. They have very bad short-term memory. So like they can get scared very easily. Like
yeah,
just like doing this near them, like snapping your finger could send them into a panic.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're really, really cute.
Yeah.
They're a little adventurous and they're really cute.
But the one that I've met a few, the one that I knew, like it knew its owner though. Like it was scared of me, but it wasn't scared of them.
Yeah, no, it is short-term memory.
Okay.
Like, so it has trouble remembering things it just did, but like reoccurring events in their life, it does remember.
Okay.
So like it knows you as the owner. It knows like where its home is. If a bug just jumped away, like, a couple seconds ago and it like looked away and then looked back, it'll forget the bug ever existed. It's like
I think I have that too.
So that's the hedgehog's life.
All right. Animal 5. This animal is a solitary carnivore.
Okay, so he likes chilling alone.
He's a carnivore. They transfer venom into the predator's body through spines in their tail.
Okay. So it's alone. It likes to hunt alone and transfer venom from spiny spikes in its tail. No indication of what kind of animal this is. I'm going to go with the two animals that I think that it... Spiny spikes, plural.
I never said spiny spikes. I just said through spines in their tail.
Oh, okay. So spines, plural, in its tail.
Yeah.
Okay, what has spines in its tail and is an animal and or bug? There's so many things this could be. I'm going to say it is a zebra turkey fish.
Very close, but no. I'm just kidding about the very close.
You were kidding?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't even know what that is.
It's zebra a type turkey of fish that has spines in its tail that are poisonous.
Well, and that
I felt really good about that one.
No.
Okay, so then if I'm not really close, it's probably a land animal.
Well, I'm not saying you're really far. I was just joking about being close.
Oh.
So don't take that as like a hint.
Okay.
Either way.
Blah, 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 blah. It's going to be the Galapagos lizard.
No.
Okay, I get it.
Do they have spines in their tail?
I don't know.
Okay, fact 3. The largest species can weigh up to 790 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
Fact 4, they have pancake-like bodies. Do you have any guesses?
Pancake bodies and a spiky tail? A stingray?
Yeah!
What? Oh my goodness, no way. I was just like throwing that out of left field.
My other facts, they're closely related to sharks, and they use their electrosensors to locate their next meal.
Okay, but I knew about that one.
But you did the manta ray, I did the stingray. That's funny.
That is really funny that we covered that. They're in the same family. Yeah, they are in the same family as bony fish, which is like sharks and anything that has like cartilage and that sort of thing. I saw that fact too, but I didn't put that in there. That would have been funny if we had the same fact on two different animals.
Yep, so you got 1 point?
Yeah, so I'm at 4, you're at 5.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got to get it perfect on this, and you mess me up.
I hope I can get it.
Okay, so this next animal, we're on round 5. The last round.
Yeah.
Okay. Fact number one, they have a distinctive shiny back and red body.
Okay. Shiny back, red body. Like some sort of beetle? That's not my guess. Fact two?
Fact two. There is a superhero named after this creature.
Spider? Black Widow?
No way. You got that.
Yeah. Okay.
Really? You got that right.
I did?
Yes.
There's hope. I
wow,
still
you
win.
Didn't get anything. No points.
Why are you so surprised?
I don't know. I didn't think that one that you were going to...
Well, the superhero.
Yeah, I didn't
Spider-Man. Think... And also, when I think of a red shiny, I know Black Widows have that.
Yeah, so I put that together because black and red, like Scarlet's costume in the movie was a black outfit. She has red hair. So you can see like the Black Widow thing. Black Widows are black and red.
And I was thinking of Spider-Man. Because like spider.
Yeah.
I guess it could go either way, but I was not thinking of the Black Widow. I was thinking of Spider-Man.
Well, you said it.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to do the other facts now.
Okay.
Fact three is this creature is in the Arachnida class family.
Okay,
which,
yeah.
Which, you know, could be any spider. And then fact four is their poison is said to be 15 times stronger than a rattlesnake's venom.
Oh, wow.
So you're dead if they get you. And then fact number five, their silk is said to be stronger than steel wire.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And the last fact is another funny one I threw in there. Iggy Azalea made a song titled with this creature's name.
I would have never gotten
You didn't know that song?
No.
I'm a black widow, baby. Ding, 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 ding.
No.
Black widow, baby. Really? You don't know that song?
No.
Oh, okay. It's not like Iggy Azalea is popular anymore, so I guess you know, it's like if you didn't listen to it, but here's the black widow spider.
Yeah, familiar with the red on its body.
It looks like a little hourglass, almost.
Yeah.
Like And like a kid colored it with crayon.
It's nice that they have a feature that stands out. It's like you just know it's a black widow.
Yeah, they're like, hey.
They're not just black, because then you're like, what is that? It's like, oh no, this is the black widow.
They're like, hey, I'm this color, just so you know, don't come near me.
Some spiders are scary. We have like brown recluses in our backyard before. Those are scary spiders.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the black widows live, though.
Definitely not here.
Not here. Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's all you need to know.
Sleep a little better.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for the last round?
Ooh, I don't know if I am. I want to win.
So, yeah. I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, there's one clue that would probably give it away.
Okay.
But it's like, I'm not going to say that one first.
Oh, come on. All right. Whatever you want to play, however you want to play, do it.
So this is a rare animal hybrid.
Animal hybrid.
It has black mohawk hair.
Animal hybrid. Is that both facts?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The emperor penguin?
No. Are they a hybrid?
I don't know.
A hybrid animal?
I don't know what a hybrid is.
A hybrid animal is like two different species that mate and make like a new animal.
Oh, so it's got a black mohawk.
Yeah, mohawk hair. That's like what its hair looks like. All right, next fact.
I just take a guess.
Okay.
A new frilled lizard?
What? A new frilled lizard?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Do lizards have hair?
I don't know.
Imagine a lizard with a black mohawk.
I'm sure there's a lizard with hair somewhere.
Probably. So these next facts, you probably still won't get it.
Oh, great.
But
do I know this animal?
Well, I think you would know it, but it's really two common animals put together.
Okay.
So
it's like not natural.
So one of my facts... is it's naturally found in Africa. So they are naturally doing this. They're rare because it doesn't happen often, but it is happening naturally in the wild.
Okay.
In Africa. This next fact, They're typically like a small horse shaped, tan, brown, or gray with stripes. That's what they look like.
That was both facts.
Yeah, they were naturally found in Africa.
Okay, I know what this animal is, but I don't know the name of it.
Well, guess, because all you have to do is put two animals together.
Well, like, I don't know the name of it,
though. Well, at least say the two animals.
So, like, I think it's a mix between, like, a giraffe and a zebra. Or a zebra.
I don't think a giraffe and a zebra can mate.
I think it's maybe a mix between a zebra and the, it starts with an E. I can't think of the name of it.
You got the zebra part right.
I know this animal. I just can't.
It's a very common animal.
Of the name of it.
Like the second animal is a common animal. The animal itself is not a common animal. But if you put the two names together, you'll get this animal. And it is a real animal.
Like, all I can think of is that animal in Africa that has solid fur in the front and then stripes on its back, on its butt.
Yeah, this animal, the name of this animal is literally just the two animals' names put together.
I know, but I can't think of the animal that I'm trying to.
You can't think of the second animal?
No, because it's the animal I'm pretty sure, I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's the one that has solid front, like, body and then, like, brownish stripes on its butt.
All right. Do you want more facts?
Yeah, I'll take the loss.
Okay.
Oh, actually, no, it won't be a loss yet. I have one more round of facts.
Yeah, you have two more facts.
Yeah.
And one of them will give it away, probably.
Okay.
So the fifth fact.
Oh, copy.
What? No. I told you that this name is two of the animals' names put together. So what two how would zebra fit into that? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, if me and you were a hybrid, it would be like, Anthera.
Yeah.
So that's the sort of name it is. Like a liger.
Okay.
Lion tiger. Okay. Not a liger. So next fact, it cannot produce offspring because they have an odd number of chromosomes, so they can't have babies. And the last fact is that I already said they have stripes and it goes hee-haw. Come on, what animal goes hee-haw? Hee-haw.
Please don't tell me it's a zonkey.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that in my life.
It's a real animal.
They have donkeys in Africa?
Yes.
Oh.
This is a real animal. And I tried to give you clues that can help you figure it out. Like the black mohawk hair, that's zebra, the stripes, zebra, horse-like body.
I was trying this whole time to think of an okapi. And I finally was so excited. I was like, yes, it's an okapi.
But I told you that the name put together.
So I would have said like zacapi or like okibra or something. I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't know zonkies were a thing.
Zonkey is a thing.
Oh my God. Now I'm looking up a picture of them right as we speak.
You thought giraffe and zebra.
Oh my goodness. They look really strange.
They look like what you would think. A zebra donkey. They're cute.
It says they're bred in a number of zoos and specialized farms across the world.
They can be, but they are also naturally found in the wild.
So zebras and donkeys just do
stuff. Think it's pretty rare, but if they're living close together, it could happen.
Hmm. It says the official name of them is Zedonk.
So apparently it depends if the male is the zebra or the male is the donkey on how the word is.
Okay.
But I didn't want to say that because that would have really confused you.
Yeah.
But it does have more than one name.
Zedonk, Mbonk, Zedonk, and Zonky. Really strange.
Look All at right. this one. This little baby.
Oh, that's cute. It's a cute little baby.
Very cute.
All right. So, well, sadly enough, we actually both tied.
Did we tie?
5-5.
Oh.
Yep.
Darn it.
We both tied. So, good job, scientist.
Thank you. And good job, student scientist.
You're welcome.
Because you're both.
Yep.
I learned some great facts about some animals.
Yeah, so did I.
Now I can say some random facts to people.
Mm-hmm. You can tell people how hedgehogs got their name.
How often penguins poop.
I did not know that. So, like, in those places where you see like hundreds of penguins together in a video in like their habitat.
Yeah.
Imagine how much poop is there then.
A lot.
If all 100 of them pooped every
20
minutes.
I mean, birds do poop a lot.
But penguins poop every 20 minutes. Like, even ducks aren't as bad.
Yeah.
All right. So, everybody, that was our episode. We hope that you enjoyed the all-new and improved Guessmotionals, the official C-motionals guessing game. And
tell us how many you got right.
Yeah, let
us
know.
How many facts that you needed.
Did you beat us? Please tell us someone out there beat us.
Probably.
Yeah. All right. That's our episode. We wish you adieu. We hope that you...
We wish you adieu.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, mahalo.
You're like, mahalo.
And, yeah, keep enjoying yourselves out there. Keep doing you. Keep trucking on. I know it's getting cold in most parts of the world now. If you're located up north.
Well, not in most parts of the world. Some parts of the world are starting their summer soon.
Yeah. Well, if you're up in the northern hemisphere, you're starting cold temperatures. If you're in the southern hemisphere, say hello to summer.
We're about 79 here.
We never
get really chilly.
We never get winter here.
We definitely get winter. We get in the 30s here. That's very cold.
If it doesn't get below freezing point for snow to appear, I don't consider it winter.
Well, I do, because I was born here.
All right. So that's it. That's all we have. We hope you can keep cleaning stuff around you. Be conscious about products that you buy. Be conscious about, you know, trash in the environment. DTC, the Daily Trash Challenge. Pick up one piece of trash per day. It's not that hard. It saves everybody in the long run. It saves the trash people. It saves the environment. Just be good. Do your thing, people.
Do it.
Do that thing.
The earth will bow down and say thank you.
You'll wake up in the middle of the night and the earth will just be like, thank you. That's how the youth talks.
Oh?
We're rambling and it's been a while, so I'm just gonna say peace.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Emotional.